This is an audio recording of the North Hewish Parish Council meeting on Tuesday, the 6th of June, 2017.
Righty-o. First of all, open forum. Obviously, this is for members of the public, of whom we have several, to bring anything up that they wish to. I have a couple of items, or an item that I need to bring up, but I'd like to invite anybody who wants to address us or ask questions or whatever.
Hello, yes.
Oh, now?
Yeah.
Oh, right, that's quick.
The idea is that the open forum is, you know, obviously for members of the public to interact.
Yes.
When we actually start the meeting, you're more than welcome to stay.
But yes.
When the meeting proper starts, you can't contribute. So
right.
Open forum is for people to obviously bring anything up that they want to.
Right. First of all, my name is JD. I live in the village. Our idea, just over a week ago. I've encountered.
Could we just stop you a second?
Yes.
Everything that's said is recorded at these
moments. I'm happy, yes, don't worry.
Nothing
done. Just three topics. I would like to see a sign placed at the dog trail, dogs on leash at all times. I would like consideration put forward to South Hams Council for the road which I walk my pet on and also use the cars, that I think 30 miles an hour is far too hectic. And in my findings, getting to know the pocket areas, the little bridge is a blind spot.
Mm-hmm.
Because the commuters going to Totnes, if you're unaware of it, you come to a halt, you jerk, look at the person, which was me, thinking, well, you're looking, have you got right of way? And there's no indication. So I think that's a bit of a danger zone,
mm-hmm.
to the public and also to the driver.
Sure. We have addressed the subject of speeding through the village, you know, historically, as most villages do, because obviously, you know, drivers through villages, you know, habitually drive too fast. Often local people are the worst offenders, to be honest. There have been all sorts, there have been pinch points, there have been talk about sleeping policemen, there is, as you know, an interactive sign on the main road. We've yet to have a satisfactory response in terms of restriction of speed limits. We did have the police attending on a regular basis with mobile speed guns catch people who are exceeding the speed limit, which obviously is 30.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to have fallen by the wayside. I suspect they probably say it was budgetary cuts and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the situation has been addressed in that sense.
But there's no outcome yet?
Not at the moment. I mean, we can certainly address it again.
Could I suggest something at low cost? A mirror?
Mirrors are also a bit of a sensitive issue because they were, correct me if I'm wrong, mirrors were years ago something that was used, and then they actually vetoed them on the basis that they were dangerous, basically.
Technically they're not permitted, although
there used to be one outside the garage for people coming out of the pub, but that caused sometimes more accidents.
Yeah, highways have insisted on them being taken away. The odd one or two that spot, but highways haven't spotted those.
No. Certainly it's something that we have addressed and obviously we'll continue to address. And I mean, we can certainly approach highways again.
It's the old bridge you're thinking of, the
on
bridge.
This side.
No, the new bridge.
Oh, the new bridge.
On the main road.
Well, there have been accidents.
Yeah.
Many.
Because you are actually, you're in an autopilot attitude to go around that bend.
There are two bridges, basically. It's the old railway bridge and the river bridge. So you've got two.
Right, well, it's the one immediately...
The river one.
Well, there have been people flying through that bridge into the river
on an
occasion
and
basis.
And backwards.
I mean, it is...
It's a blind spot, isn't it?
It is an area that they're aware of. I mean, there have been accidents. I mean, usually the thing is, unless there have been X number of accidents in 10 years, they won't do anything about it. You know, it's that bureaucratic.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is certainly something that, I mean, as you brought it up, it'll be minuted and it'll be readdressed.
Could I just take your particular interest on the pedestrian side?
Mm.
I mean, car drivers are used to bumping into each other, but as a pedestrian,
I think
although looking at the pedestrian being me on that occasion, because I was actually doing the highway code to cross over from one property to the next.
Yeah.
So I was their tool. So anyone new or a business person would go... And then you go, oh gosh, there's a bridge there.
Mm-hmm.
So, A, is there a sign for bridge?
Mm.
I didn't see one.
I don't know if there are signs.
Whether there's
I didn't see that one with the little on the bridge.
Probably, I think the important thing is there's
a sharp corner to the left.
But you see, a lot of the local people do tend to stop either side of the bridge and just one person goes over the bridge. But then you get others that just want to squeeze past. But it's the sharp bend, I think, more than anything else.
Because that bridge isn't two-way, is it?
No, it's supposed to be, but it isn't really.
So you can't, just cars can't.
As far as the dog issue is concerned, this again is something that has been brought up. Correct me if I'm wrong, somebody, but I don't think we have jurisdiction to put those sort of signs up. However, the people who developed the housing
development, Highmore,
they obviously it's their jurisdiction, the actual dog walk.
It's
and there is a there's a management committee, isn't there, for that? So in a sense,
that's Pentland, isn't it? It isn't anymore.
But,
oh, sorry, I've emailed them.
So could I just go on, please. The Pentland developed the estate.
Mm-hmm.
But they handed over the management of it to a management committee, which is made up of people living on Highmore.
Oh, I see.
Now, you ought to have been given that information when you moved in.
No.
I don't have any contact with anyone.
I think one of them is the... As soon as you go up the path into Highmore, he's on the left with a small Yorkshire Terrier. I think one of them is...
But anyway, they're people who look...
I think the management committee for that estate... would be your point of contact. I think as a parish council we haven't got jurisdiction to put those sort of signs up. However, if there's a management committee, obviously it's in everybody's best interests that concerns about dogs running free, antisocial behaviour, whatever, I mean those are the people that should address, because obviously it's in house. So I think that would be your best point of contact there.
I'm rather surprised that no one's told you, because in fact
I've done some research. In my research, I would like someone to get back to me in an email, just give me the email of the relevant management company dealing with this, because I had no feedback from the other company.
If you're on the internet, if you look up, I think they call it Dilly Fields or something, don't they? Which I know it isn't.
It isn't, because the Dilly Fields, that one.
Yeah. And I've got a feeling that is the name of the management committee, but I think if you put in Highmore Management Committee, you may find the...
Because you are actually paying into that committee annually.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because I have read our agreement here we have with the housing organisation, and unfortunately that tenant's person, which I don't want to go make it personal, I'm looking long term as what wasn't on tonight's news, that 2 year old with a dog. I did have a dog, I'm a pet lover through and through. And the height that dog was on me four times over with scratch marks on me. Moving that forward and thinking, well, you've got to think about tourism, respecting the farmers, respecting the land we're all servicing. That I do believe that they breached the clause in their own tenancy agreement. I have approached DCH, but they would like more pressure to come from within the village, i.e. tonight, that someone could send them a message. Please, could they just send out... a memo.
Well, obviously, whatever. What's been discussed here is recorded. We'll go in the minutes, we'll go on the internet. I mean, this email came to me as well, and without knowing that you were going to be here, I mean, it was going to be brought up. My concern was that I wasn't going to publicise this email because it personalises it. Because if there's a complaint made, somebody knows who made the complaint.
Well, I haven't made a complaint.
No, but an observation. An observation.
Complaints don't work. You've got to think on a positive note.
Sure, an observation.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you don't really want recriminations.
Not at all. Not
so
at
that
the beginning.
That was my concern. Having said which, I think your best point of contact would be the management committee. And, as I say, what we've discussed will be... ministered, and so it will be public knowledge to that extent. But I think we're limited in our jurisdiction over signage and that sort of thing.
Well, they would have control over that, wouldn't they?
Yes.
Because it says please close the gate.
Yes.
There's nothing to say please dogs on leash. Because walking through the first time, it was nice and clean, brush, lovely fields to look at, but that was that little book. The gate was open that day. I was round the corner with my little dog. The dog jumped up four times. People have a fear of animals alone. if it wasn't on a muzzle, what would have happened?
Well, not everybody's not everybody's an animal lover.
Not blaming the animal, or I don't want to blame the family.
No.
Because they're my neighbours. I don't even know who they are. What I want to look at is the long-term effect, to say, for the village. Mm. Let's look after the tourism, let's look after the area, that simple sign. If they breach that sign, then surely the villagers could get together and say, well, you know, a fine in years to come could happen. Because if livestock has been destroyed, if a person has been injured, which could affect their livelihood, there's a responsibility for the villagers. Mm.
What is the legal status of that path in regards to dog warning?
Is there any
legal requirement for dogs to be kept on leads on that?
No. I mean, the thing is, as the gentleman said, you know, there has to be something stated that you're in breach of. If there's nothing stated, you're not in breach of anything much. I mean, you might be ill-advised, but you're not in breach of any regulation. And it's a question of whose jurisdiction polices that legislation. I mean, we're not, as a parish council, we don't have that power. But whomever is in charge of that environment, those are the ones that set the rules.
The dog warden
would be a recourse.
I'm just thinking about making people aware that, you know, there are other dogs around, and just sort of
be sensitive. Obviously, the dog's muzzled, isn't it? Obviously, there is a problem.
Well, the dog's off the leash, but in the tenancy agreement, which is specified,
it was muzzled.
It was muzzled.
Well, obviously, there's a problem with the dog. It's muzzled.
But they shouldn't be jumping up.
No, they shouldn't. It shouldn't even be off the leash.
The concerns is there's a breach in their contract. And I think long term, if I come away from paperwork and look at the reality, the visitor or the person, the dog trail to me that's been named to me doesn't actually say dog trail, does it?
It isn't the dog trail.
Exactly.
It's a path.
We've been informed from day one it's a dog trail.
No, that's how everyone thinks.
The reason it was put there was for the children to go from your development to the play park.
Fine.
And so they didn't have to.
But it's funny that we've got this on this statement. Right. We've labelled the room, haven't we?
It's not a dog.
Okay, I hope that helps.
I'm pleased. So the third one will be the 30 mile.
Sure. Well, I mean, that, as I say, is something we can readdress. It's been addressed through a generation, probably more than one,
including speed monitoring.
When was it, 1890? Something was the first time they complained about speed.
Like
I mean, it's
Stoke Fleming have it, don't they? It's a 20 miles out.
Yeah. But it's usually connected to a school
anymore, will
they? Won't do it because they've got to have street lights. They can monitor it and run it.
And also the council won't do it, and the police won't. The council won't put signs up because the police won't monitor it. They won't touch 21 an hour zones.
And don't you have to have street lights to be in the 20 mile an hour?
I also seem to remember that they would only install a 20 mile an hour zone where the average speed of traffic didn't exceed 20 miles an hour in the first place.
It's crazy.
And I think they monitored the speed.
It's something that was under 30 miles an hour. It has been addressed
many times.
But
so
I mean,
can I ask you address it too? Because I know Patrick Carney.
Well, it's Devon Highways mainly.
So if I go through Patrick Carney, would you be happy, because I know him, to say I could flag up because I did something for Torquay?
Sure. I mean, any approach is helpful.
I think it's the right person at the right place can say, yes, come on, let's warrant this. Because if you've got a shop that's trading and you've got shoppers,
children coming out to the shop, but this has been put to them so many times.
I'll leave that one with you.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other issues for the open forum, I imagine?
Yes.
Must be you.
What? It's the money the village has raised.
Well done.
Well done.
Very well done.
Very good.
Well done. It's neat.
Are we having a demonstration?
Yeah.
You can volunteer. You want to volunteer.
No. It's low enough to work.
Yeah.
I suspect, Jonathan, you're one of the people that least loves and needs it.
Maybe, yeah, probably.
You never
know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll see it.
Yeah. Well, you can't put the paddles on anything.
No.
Probably best not to.
No, we don't want people.
I don't want to give resuscitation.
And that's obviously the paddles. And you just turn it on, and it will go through. If we.
Step by step.
Automatic defibrillator. Unit, okay. Adult pass.
Good.
Stay calm. Check responsiveness. Call for help.
It just goes through every single
open airway.
So you don't actually need training.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
Check breathing. Attach defib pads to patient's bare chest.
No, that's fine.
We'll believe you.
Yeah.
And this is going to be stored where?
At the moment, it's in the shop.
Okay.
But obviously, the shop's shut at night.
Yeah.
So, ideally, we'd want a cabinet for it, which at the moment we haven't got the money for. Which is one of the reasons for coming to you.
What is
and a site and a location for it, yes. Which obviously we'll have to come to you anyway.
But, so there's a proposal that the parish council fund it, contribute to it. This the cabinet that is.
Yes, that would be helpful. To, well, I mean, we're still doing. We've still got a jar in the shop.
Still got funds coming in. Still
how much have you got? How much would this cabinet cost?
How much have you raised so far?
Cost £1,000.
Did it? Right. Yes. Okay.
And how much would a cabinet cost?
£500.
Okay.
Okay. You get two. There's two different types. One that's connected to the ambulance service, mm-hmm. which is probably the ideal. Whereby this all goes through, you talk through, but with the ambulance service at the same time as using it.
So you go to the kiosk, pick the phone up, grab the defib, and it's
a mobile phone.
So would you, I was going to say, would electricity be needed to the cabinet?
Just for the cabinet, yes.
So?
For a phone line, no.
Just for a phone line?
Yes.
It's not needed for this.
No, but I was thinking for the cabinet to automatically open or anything.
No, right. it's not a trickle charge one.
No, 7 years life on it. Plus.
Right.
The ambulance service actually come and check it over.
Good. Have you given any thought to where you think a cabinet should be?
Well, the general consensus opinion at the moment is around about the shop here because it's
central
to the village. Yeah. I mean, the pub, but you're sort of way bit.
Sure. The only thing we came up, the only problem is with the shop itself is that it's a listed building.
Yeah.
And would need listed building consent for.
Did you need that for the post box?
Yeah. The post box on the stand.
Yeah, it's too
not attached.
No. So could it be?
The other
can it stand alone? Is the cabinet a standalone cabinet?
Yeah, it can, but it would need a cable.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously. Cable come from the shop.
You have to pay for an extra phone line?
I don't think so. No.
So
you mentioned that, was it?
No.
It'll just plug into your phone line. You'd be happy.
We just light up the box as you open it, you know, so you can see what's going on.
So would that require electricity? Nothing.
Yes.
So
yeah,
that's what you need.
Yeah, and so who would have to pay for the electricity?
Well, it's minor electricity.
So we really, you should be compensated as well.
It's minor.
Yeah. Well,
but you don't have to be out of pocket.
No, exactly.
Even in a minor sense.
Mm.
Yeah.
I agree.
The other thing I came up with was insurance.
Yeah. Possibly we could include it on our insurance.
That's what I thought. I wondered whether we could.
Strangely, we've just taken out
the
insurance.
Yes.
But I can talk to them about it.
Yeah.
In the cabinet, you haven't got a chance of theft. So if it is insured.
The one that's 999... Is you ring 999 and they give you the code to the cabinet.
Oh,
so
that's good.
That's,
good.
Brilliant.
That's brilliant.
The problem with that is if the other one is an open cabinet,
but surprisingly, they both cost the same amount of money.
The trouble is with acquiring a code is that if it's up by the shop and there's no mobile telephone signal there.
There is mobile signal outside the shop now.
Is there?
Okay.
What, as a committee, which one would you prefer?
Obviously, the 999 one.
The lockable one is that.
Yeah,
it's one of the best.
Set your stall out as what, which one would you prefer?
Yeah,
there has been
an offer of a telephone box, but to be honest, because
BT actually pay for the first 7 years, don't they? Any electricity or anything else?
If it's a current telephone box.
Parishioner. But the cost would be quite a lot of net money.
It's got to be restored.
Oh, I see. Right.
You know,
okay.
It's just
a telephone box, and then located. So,
yeah.
It's a shame the telephone box was removed from where it was.
It was a shame.
I know what they're trying to. It would look nice for the village and everything else.
You've got to find location for
it. So, how big would the cabinet be compared to that?
Well, I'd imagine it's just.
Yeah.
You know, just
yeah.
Have you been up to South Bent lately?
No, yeah.
There's a cabinet just outside the chemist. And it's
on the wall
outside the chemist.
Oh. A solid cabinet, isn't it?
Yes, it's a metal cabinet.
Bright green or something, isn't it?
Yellow.
I thought I'd seen it, yeah.
It's fixed to the wall, is it?
It's fixed to the wall, yeah. That is.
That's the only thing worth enlisted.
What about...
Do you want me to find out tomorrow from Richard Gage whether...
Well, and then at the end of the day, it's also your buildings.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Do you want me to ask him?
It would be very useful, really, wouldn't it?
I mean, the conservation office. Letterbox on a post. I'm sure you could put the camera
on a post.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's true.
Except you'd have to allow for the wire.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be attached to the list.
At some point in the near future, that letterbox would be replaced with another letterbox.
Yeah, it'd be worried then for a minute.
Yeah, so would I. Okay. Yes,
that'd be nice, Robin, if you could do that.
Or what about citing it by the...
By the notice board.
Yeah, but then you've got electricity.
It's a listed building as well, I think.
Is that a listed building?
No, it's not listed. Oh, it isn't.
But you'd have a problem with the electricity then, because it's a private
property. I think it's much more secure.
I'm just trying to come up with the next option if listed building consent is never going
to
be granted.
Do you want me to ask the conservation
office? Well, yeah, would be a good idea, please.
Yes, please. And then if you can come back with what requirements that would be, whether it would have any implications for the shop. I mean, if it did, well, then we could then think maybe about a site next to the notice board or whatever.
Or the pub or
sure
whatever.
They would comply with Weechief, you know, where the telephone box used to be, sort of thing. I'm sure they would. Don't you think they would?
She has heard rumours about it.
All right.
She didn't sound too keen.
She's
still not actually been asked, but she heard rumours about it.
So then we'll turn to the issue of funding.
Well, at the moment, we're probably, I don't know if you've got any more for money, but in our jar, we've probably got about another £30-40.
But you paid for this one?
We haven't actually paid for it yet, but the funds are there. The funds are there, and it's, you know.
Are there any ongoing costs?
The placement pads.
There's some children ones as well.
Yeah, we've only got adult pads there. So you were thinking we'd like to get a child pad.
But you need a sum of money somewhere to fall back on if you had to.
That's another thing.
Would it cost to have the cupboard installed extra?
I imagine it would.
Until we pick what cabinet we're having,
and where it's going, and
a couple of holes in concrete in and.
But it's got to be connected to the electrics. That will be
extra
cost.
I think possibly what we could do is, having had that proposal, then we can perhaps, when we get to finance, I mean, obviously we have contingencies. I mean, we have habitually been fairly mean as a parish council because we don't like to increase the precept too much.
No.
But we've always tried to keep a fund back. And I mean, this may be something that we feel, you know, as it's for the benefit of the whole parish, we may be able to contribute. I mean,
the other thing, we're quite happy to keep a charity box in the shop and ongoing. But would the parish be willing to sort of hold on to that money as a side thing, or
I think as long as you've got that money trickling into the shop, and maybe trickling into the pub, that might as well be left where it is. I mean, that's 30-40 quid, whereas we're looking at 500. I mean, you probably, the 30-40 quid is going to disappear with pads and bits and pieces, isn't it? So we're still looking
on one pad.
How much are the kids' pads?
The kids' pads are £50. The adults ones are 70.
Oh, right.
Yeah, 70. And they have to be replaced every time it's been used.
From an accounting point of view,
they've got a computer in them.
Oh, right. From an accounting point of view, there'd be no problem in terms of it going into the council's bank account.
As long as we had a statement between the two of you.
And it could be sort of separately shown on the finances.
We're collecting them if you want to say what's happening to that money, it's safeguards you and the money. Do you think people will still go on giving?
I would hope so.
I would have thought they would.
Yeah.
Do you get any feedback from the pub?
I don't think they will, to be honest.
They've been very generous already.
They've got it.
Yeah,
else,
it's
you know,
here. Yeah.
It's never been used. In, if it was being used monthly or yearly, then...
Well, in the nicest possible way, I hope that it isn't. But
yeah, they take their
bit. They have. They've been very generous.
Chairman, could I make a proposal?
Indeed.
I think the parish council, because it's on, it will benefit the whole parish. Every parishioner could need it one day. That we... if we can afford it, we put £500 towards the cabinet.
Fine.
Yeah. Do we do that in the proper meeting? Yeah.
We'll get on the finance if you like.
I think perhaps we should do it. In general principle, we probably all agreed. Perhaps we should address that when we get to finance in the meeting itself. But
that's
fair
enough, yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's a perfectly reasonable proposal. So we will vote on it.
Can we also.
More voting.
Put thanks from the congratulations on what the parishioners have done really in raising the funds for that, because I think you've done a superb job in
not very long a time.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Well, to be honest, all the villagers have been very generous.
They have,
which is also proof that people wanted it.
They all work very hard. Try not to use it.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, because the pads are very expensive.
Now you're not worth it.
Who comes to select the person that gets it?
Just leave him there.
It's so neat and tidy, isn't it? It's so small. Gosh, they used to be huge then.
Yeah, I've got a little... They've given us a little shelf thing to put it on and that, but I've got no room in the shop to put it, so it's ticking through. Oh yeah, anyone wants to watch the DVD on how it works?
There's a razor in there, isn't it?
Oh yes.
Shave someone's chest?
You have to shave the chest before you...
There's a razor.
Or there's a razor.
You'll probably get arrested for doing that.
The computer in it won't, you know, if you're unsure whether they're actually not breathing properly or anything like that, it won't give it a charge until the computer says it.
Right, yeah.
Very clever.
Well, many thanks.
Well done.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I was wondering whether we could put a letter on the notice board of thanks.
Excellent. Anything else in open forum?
Yes, one thing, Chairman. Has there been a car that I've had a person drawn to me? Car abandoned just up from the garage on the road.
Oh, that Jaguar.
It's a hazard. Yeah. It's been there a long time. And then
We can report it to the police.
Yeah.
Have they reported it?
I don't think they have, no.
Okay.
We can follow it up anyway. If we take the number, we might find it's not even got a licence on it.
No, it has been there for quite a considerable amount of time. I've had a couple of parishioners say to me about it, so...
I thought it would want John Hammond to fix.
I don't think it belongs to our garage. I wouldn't say... It may belong to another garage, but not our garage. Not even my garage.
It's a Jaguar.
Yeah. Aged. Mark Tennant. Okay, thank you very much. Right, so on to the meeting. Apologies of absence. And you see,
apologies.
Well, presumably, Councillor Hoskin.
Well, I invited him, but he's not. He
may be gone to home first, but
yeah.
He acknowledged receipt of the invitation.
I think he's busy canvassing at the moment.
He
could be gone to home, Scarrett and Rattray. Here.
Stuff,
I got that choice.
Stuff going on.
That's why I always come here.
Declarations of interest as per. Yeah.
I'll do
if something comes up.
Thank you
after that.
to agree the minutes to the meeting on the 2nd of May. Could I have a proposal that these are true version of what went on?
Could I apologise? I got Councillor, or at least I got, as he was then, Mr. Hosking's name wrong on the minutes that came out to you. It's been corrected since on the real minutes. For some reason, I want to call himself, call him something quite different. Don't ask me why.
He's been called many things.
But it was a polite name, I think.
It's a political thing, actually. Proposer and seconder?
Four pages. He's lost his blotter.
Underneath
the folder.
Really. Oh, that, man.
He probably does.
You're paying.
I wouldn't say paying. The quality of the bullshit you're paying for. Okay, matters arising therefrom.
I don't think there'll be anything on the first two pages because they were just reports.
They're reported.
Hopefully, accurately recorded. Oh, there's one minor correction came from PFE's report. I left a letter out.
That's the annual meeting, though.
I dropped an H, didn't I?
Are we going through the annual meeting as well? Or are we just doing...
In the first two pages.
Or are we going straight into the council meeting?
Most of it is just report recording,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'd go into here for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
The cycle race through Avonbrook, I did write to them, and they wrote back. And did I send the letter to you? I don't know.
No,
I've got a copy of it anyway, so it was a very polite letter.
And what did they say?
we can read it to you on the correspondence.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, go on the subnet.
Can you find it?
You suggest
order.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's a matter of rights.
Best his system.
Hi, Tony. This is Dartmoor Demon, 29/4/17. Thank you for contacting us. I can understand your concern regarding the notification of our events within your parish. Apologies you've not been notified. We, of course, want to organise a safe and enjoyable event for all our riders and to avoid disturbance to local areas as much as possible, helped by advance warning, like you've mentioned. We had notified the local county councils and several parish councils where we can several months in advance. We're happy to add you as a contact for this notification for the future of our events that come into and around North Hewish, and welcome any comments from you and the parish. Looking at the remainder of our events in 2017, none of these will be coming into North Hewish, and looking into 2018 once we've created the calendar of events for the next season. Kind regards for Rachel, who is Administrative Assistant, UK Cycling Events Limited.
So we'll see whether a
Time Inc. brackets UK company.
So, a positive response.
Yeah, good.
Apart from that, the only other thing, the laptop has been purchased in the case and amounts to the software.
What about the church gates? Church gates.
That's just for information.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. As you like. I mean, I did get a collision report from the police, and so we know who did it, and I'm still awaiting a second estimate, which they insist on, but it takes some while to get it out of anybody. But it's all underway anyway. Because we're really looking forward to being able to open the gate properly.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that...
Knotweed?
There's nothing we can do about knotweed.
No, I notice that
it's growing again.
Yeah. On both sides of the road now, down there.
I don't know who touched it in the first place.
No, somebody did. Somebody said it could have been the frost that... Very sharp frost at that stage. That's a good point.
Certainly, the county is just not interested until it enters your field.
Let's have another frost.
Then you can do them. So get into your field fast.
You don't want to be in your
field.
Awful
stuff. Should you be from your time? Well, you can show me. You don't expect me to work it.
That's what you show me.
Don't show us our equipment.
Some of it. I don't think I'll see that whole thing.
Have you not seen it yet, Chris?
No.
Has no one shown it?
My goodness.
Wow, look at it. Eh? Very slim.
He
knows how to open it.
Yeah.
There we are.
I don't know how you switched on.
Have you used it yet?
No.
Right. Yes, no, you have. You opened it up and said, how do I do this?
I put the Word program on it.
Okay. Microsoft Word.
So he has done something,
well,
yeah.
Would you like to?
We'll probably come to you and say, hey, what can you do about, you know, the email address and things like that. But and the other thing, I just wonder whether I ought to be able in future to put things straight onto the website.
Yeah, exactly. You can
save you an effort. Things like the minutes and things like the one that...
Yes, of course.
Let's not run before you can walk.
I shall send you the church services.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Make sure it's on a Sunday morning. Don't worry.
I'm feeling
no.
If I had the power to protect you, I would, but that would require I knew as much as you, more than you did.
Well,
anything close would help, I think, to be fair.
There's a computer, I can...
But I take this as bullying.
Take it as bullying. Make a complaint.
That's me, like Jim, we'll just
say. What it goes on around you? We've offered you help.
In a bullying way.
We have not.
No, you were generous.
Excellent.
That's good.
So, we don't have Councillor Hoskin. Do we have a report from Councillor?
He might turn up, though, mightn't he?
I think he'll turn up.
He could turn up. He's one of those who kind of slips in at the end.
This is getting out of hand. report from Councillor Steer.
Right, thank you, Chairman. One or two things to report. You might have read the rumours in the local papers about South Hams wants to join with West Devon. I think the papers... The reporter probably knew more than I did. He put two and two together and made 72, but...
He didn't quote you then?
He didn't quote me.
No,
either.
That's right. Okay.
It's been on the cards for a long time. When we joined shared services, we looked at joining together at that time. It wasn't feasible. Moving down the road, the way that funding's been cut, we are going to have to do something. And that may be one option that we do look at. But there is members... South Hams that would rather join with Team Bridge than West Devon, for obvious reasons. We feel that we've got more in common with Team Bridge than we have, shall we say, on the other side of the moor, but it would probably in the long run affect our council tax. They pay quite a considerable more council tax in West Devon than we do in South Hams. And if it was one council, we would have to come comparable, so obviously it would go up in South Hams and go down in West Devon. I don't think South Hams residents would be very happy about that. I wouldn't be myself. But it is being talked about. I'll keep you updated, but at the moment, I don't think the reporters know very much.
You're quashing the rumours, is that?
I am.
Okay.
Moving on, I hope all members of this council have read the development management briefing paper that the clerk sent around to us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
You can see what the pressure that our department's under all the time, the extra planning applications, letters of representation that come in. Our senior planner had, I think he had 18 days off work. He was very ill. He was in hospital for food then. And when he came back to work yesterday, he switched on his computer and he had 600 emails to answer. So obviously it'll take him a while to get through that lot. Tomorrow we have a planning meeting. We have the Brimé application at Darlington coming back to us yet again.
At where?
Darlington. At Darlington.
Oh, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We had a site visit there on Monday, which was quite interesting. We always get a lot of people waving banners and shouting at us. We're only there to do a job. No doubt they'll arrive tomorrow morning with a coffin because they don't want Darlington buried under concrete, which is
fair enough.
Their prerogative. We will see where that goes.
Mm-hmm.
We had an application in Kingsbridge, which was for approval. The committee turned it down on four reasons. It went to appeal, and the inspectors gave it permission. So we as a committee need to look at what we're doing. We didn't think the affordable housing contribution was enough. We didn't think there was a listed building right beside the site, which we thought it would affect, and it would affect. And the inspector waived all our concerns and gave it permission. So
you ended up paying the cost.
We did, and we will. Southampton council taxpayers will. So it's interesting times. And I'll leave it at that, Chairman, unless anybody's got any questions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We don't have any other reports, do we?
The website.
Yes.
We have received a much greater level of traffic to our website this month.
Excellent.
Not really.
So you're right in what you're saying. Normally it's a good thing.
In principle.
Yes, we've had a very large volume of traffic to our website from a country where we would not normally expect traffic.
Oh, really?
So as a consequence, we have stiffened our security defences on the parish council website.
So where did it come from?
I will let you know.
Right, okay.
Not as far as in what... I don't know what you get, if I'm correct.
Well, I sent you a copy of some of the things I had.
So the parish account, we'd like to make this clear for the record. And nothing of that nature, and nor is it simple, I'm right out. But we have stiffened our defences to make sure that there can be no compromise of the parish council's
website. How much is the recording?
All of it. simply that we have increased the defences on the parish council website.
I don't think we can actually interpret innuendo.
Following monitoring of the site.
Okay.
But we hopefully next month we should be able to reduce that traffic.
Absolutely. Hopefully next month things should have reduced to a normal level.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. So, on to planning.
The community hall project.
The big club.
Sorry, Mr. Shannon.
There's more.
The community hall project will not be running Apple Pie Fair this year.
Yeah, we gathered as much from the last meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, at the last meeting it was said that it was being considered, but it has now been decided it will not. Have not been enough volunteers in order to be able to run that event this year.
Okay.
Which is a shame.
It is a shame. We did discuss, I think... Well, we sort of floated the idea that it might re-emerge as a separate and individual entity, but obviously not this year.
Quite.
Okay. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off in your point.
No, that's absolutely fine. That was simply no more than that in this moment.
So, planning.
Right, we've got two. That one, we've got the first one on this.
Okay. Constructed log cabin at 1 Hothole Cottages Garage. Land adjacent 2.
I think we've heard something of this before. But
we have heard something of that.
This is the log cabin.
Well, the Hothole Cottages are the three little cottages on the left hand side of the garage.
That's right. Before we get to the river.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. There's not a great deal of information.
I can't imagine. Where's the land they're talking about?
Opposite road, is that?
Chairman, I'll declare an interest as chair of planning.
Thank you.
It's there.
Oh, well done. In there.
I printed that off from the Google Street View. It's basically...
So it's in that area there, which I think is like a carport.
Well, yes, this is a bit of a setup.
We have...
Yes.
Yeah.
Who is the...
schematic diagrams.
Who's the applicant?
The contact is Michelle Bennett. The applicant is... Dagmar Spencer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's
the
road.
Okay.
Well, that's the road.
Chairman, can I remind councillors that
the main road,
the applicant, it's not a material planning consideration.
Oh, yeah. No. We understand.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The design and access statement, well, you can look at all these yourselves.
A
proposal to erect 1 3-bedroom log cabin, ground floor area of 51.84 square metres. Log cabin will be sourced from Mountain Lodge Homes Limited, or similar, as can be seen on their website. The site is 3 acres of woodland bordered by a stream on one side and public highway, previously known as B3207 on the other. Log cabin will be used as a holiday let to encourage tourism within the South Hams district. Lobcam has been chosen on account of it being aesthetically pleasing and to complement to the woodland site. Access to the site will be via existing site entrance to the public highway, adequate parking for several cars within the site boundary. Log cabin will be located on the eastern boundary of the site adjacent to Hot Hole Cottages as shown on the attached location and site plans. There's an existing outbuilding on the site that's been there for over 50 years. The developer will require demolition of this building and then moving an electricity pole to the edge of the site.
Does it give the name of the type of house in that statement?
All it says is Mountain Lodge Homes Limited.
Is there Eagle Lodge 2 on there? On that access statement in front?
The one you just read.
That's on the...
On the website.
That is on a website, which is mountainlodgehomes.co.uk/... For some reason, S equals Eagle plus 2 plus...
Eagle Lodge 2. Tristan's been online, and here's a diagram and a picture of what she's proposing.
It looks quite thick, isn't it? It says two-story one, then.
They said that in the application.
Sort of a
That's going to be located.
Swiss cottage.
Chalet sort of type thing.
Yeah, ski lodge. Ski lodge.
Ski lodge.
Any observations?
My personal opinion is that that does not strike me as a terribly appropriate type of construction in that particular location. In looking with the setting of the cottages, which is very much in the local style, to have a quite alpine-looking structure there would not really suit the setting of those cottages, particularly next to the public highway. It is within the area of outstanding natural beauty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tell you about somebody judging the river.
Mm-hmm. My problem with it would be its location so close to the main road. Very busy road anyway, not a main road, but a very busy road, and also parking, access, and everything else thereof.
That's by the bridge, is it?
It's just up from the bridge.
Yeah, right.
First bend as you go down the hill on the left hand side.
Dark green bit is basically gravel.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. You can see it from that one.
Yeah.
And that dark green bit, who actually owns that part?
As you go through there, it's the start of one of our footpaths.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, but they seem to be parking their vehicles on that little nick there, you can see on the picture. There is no allocation for parking for this log cabin anywhere.
They're just taking advantage of what's there already.
Yeah, there's nothing... Is there anything in here with regards to access and
has he got vision? Who owns which bit?
Is it one of the people who are living here that own that bit, or is it completely separate?
I think it was used to be owned by across the opposite side of the road there. This bit of land here, I think, is owned or used to be owned by the owner. Which I think is the applicant or family member on the opposite side. I don't know if she does. The applicant, I don't know. No.
So am I getting the vibe that we're not in favour?
Should we do a site visit? Check, what do you think? Because it's in an area of outstanding natural beauty, I'm not sure that it is appropriate.
No. I mean,
it looks quite big.
It does look big.
I mean, a site visit isn't particularly relevant because it's more the nature of the building we're objecting to than the actual...
If they had it as a slate-pitched roof and it fitting with what we have in this locality, we might be looking at something different or thinking differently.
What sort of roof is that?
It seems to be a very steep pitched roof.
Some form of tiled roof, I think.
Definitely sort of Swiss.
Yeah. Made for snow and
the type of thing you get on more sort of park to park developments, don't you, rather than on the road in the countryside.
Mm. I mean, in the statement, it's all about it's in aid of holiday lets and tourism, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
Not a safe profit.
Mm.
But in a sense, that's not relevant to.
But it isn't in the paperwork. It states that there won't be any new employment to the area because of it. So it's not like they're going to be putting up two or three in future and employing staff. And
it would be highly visible from the road.
It would be very visible from the road.
So it's out of character. So do we object on the grounds that the style of building is inappropriate to the locality and adjacent cottages?
I suppose if it's a different building, it may blend in more.
If they put a different building, they don't come back again.
Mm.
Does that seem reasonable?
Yeah.
Shall we take a vote?
Yeah.
What are we voting on?
What are we voting on?
But the word
objecting.
And we're objecting.
Yeah. So, well, in fact, yeah, you're objecting. It's just a checking. It's definitely a.
I can't bet it, can I?
No.
I agree with you.
It's good to know.
I think I'd also be worried that if it were to go ahead, there would be opportunity for similar developments on other sites.
Yes, you would be setting a precedent.
Who was the plan officer involved?
Michelle Bennett?
She's a. Does it give an initial side of it?
TF.
Alright, I'll work
that
out
in
a
minute.
What's that one?
TF?
TF.
TF.
Yeah, that's the name of the plan officer. The initials. You and me. That'd be somebody new.
While the chairman's doing his write up there, the next one we've got is concerning the change of use at the Jewish of the, what used to be a little hut at one time, turned into a house that they turned whatever. Don't be put off by the fact that they want to return by the 26th of May on this. I did, in fact, contact Harry. They seemed quite happy to accept that it had been late. It was almost by, well, it was by accident I contacted them. I actually sent an email to the chairman, but didn't have his address on it. I had the planning officer's address. So he got it, but wanted to know what it was all about. But anyway, it worked, even if it wasn't supposed to work that way.
That went to Councillor Snurden, did it?
No, it went to the planning officer.
Ah.
I've forgotten the name of it. Whoever sent this to me. And
right.
Okay, so this relates to Hillside Barn. Change of use from agricultural land to residential, erection of storage shed, new driveway to site, existing entrance closed off. Is it relevant for me to ask whether this is retrospective?
It is retrospective.
Okay. Because it has come to us before.
Yes, we had it quite recently.
Yeah, it hasn't.
It isn't labelled.
It isn't labelled.
Well, not. I don't think all of it is retrospective, is it?
Most of
it. The entrances.
The entrances.
The change of entrances.
Absolutely.
Are. But the
shed.
The shed part isn't, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm
seeing plans. Well, no. They I think originally there was talk of a garage.
That's that we last looked at this one.
I wasn't here at that time. I don't know.
It was withdrawn.
The garage was withdrawn.
The plans withdrawn.
Sure. Well, I guess we all know where it is.
We made a comment that it didn't have any measurements on it when they had the garage.
No, well, there were no dimensions for the garage as it was then.
Never
the shed as it is now. Looking for any dimensions or
it might be on the plan,
drawings or whatever.
Yeah, pass around whatever. Stand away.
How's
it
going with your boy?
Thank you.
Oh, dimensions. Here we go. There is already a shed on site, I know that.
Mm. That's just a...
And the dimensions are 5.5
meters.
Meters, I presume. Mm. And the same meters, of course. 5 by 5 by 4 by 5
So, what are we looking at there? Was that
3 foot meter?
Yeah.
15 foot, 16 foot, 17 foot by.
It's not enormous.
8 15.
By 14.
I mean,
yeah, something like that.
What's that? About the same size as the room?
Chair. And the height.
It's probably wider.
The height 2 plus 3 3.4
The height. There are supporting statements
about parking.
A shed is a carriage.
It's a store. It's a store, no?
Yeah, store.
They've rubbed out.
Well, who puts a car in a garage?
I mean,
you use a garage as a store, don't you?
No.
My view of what's worth is that this is...
You're lucky you have a big enough garage.
We haven't. It's about that much in between.
How'd you get out?
Difficulty.
My view of what it's worth is that this is as much of a Mickey take as it was last time.
Well, the only thing I will say is, it looks... I didn't see the last time, but they're talking about proposing to put it back against... the border of against the, the field, whereas last time I led believed with the complaint.
It
was right against the road.
It was. I went to have a look.
But I mean, they've already unilaterally changed the use of the land from agricultural. They've already put the driveway in.
Yes.
They've already put the gate in.
Yes.
So they haven't got it actually on the plan, have they?
Yes.
Oh, hang on, they have it. Is that it there?
Site plan.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's the sketch
there. Yeah. That's the sort of thing we want. So, existing barn. Although they haven't got it down, have they?
No.
That's the existing site.
Should be another
join with...
That's got a section.
An
existing site layout. It hasn't got a planned site layout.
No, that's the original.
There is no plan.
No, there isn't. Which I feel there should be, because, I mean, that doesn't look the size to me.
That looks about
6 by 6.
It looks square, anyway.
Yeah.
I'll give you a zoom. That does look small. Yeah, it does
three,
look...
Yeah? 3 foot.
Well, there's nothing...
Yeah, that's not.
Well, if you
thought we actually need a plan.
No, that's not
per
scale.
No, that isn't per scale. No. That is.
But there's
one,
nothing here
two,
to show
three.
What it would be.
I mean, my feeling is that they expect this to go through simply because they've already done it.
Well, shall we discuss it in its two parts, really? Because one part is going to be the change of use to the entrances, the old entrance to the new, and the new entrance, which they've done. And then the second part, I'd say, is going to be this proposed shed, because it's all recorded, so we might as well talk about it.
That no,
what?
Because that would be there, wouldn't it?
It's completely different.
Yeah.
No, see. Oh, I see. There's this proposed. No, that's like. Oh, I don't know what that is. Is that what they're saying it's going to be?
Yeah.
Is it?
Ridiculous plans.
There.
Yes, I think that the lack of an actual plan of the site is causing a problem.
And the size of it,
really,
according to it,
which doesn't have any bearing on that.
No, not at all.
I think the proposal requires more clarity.
Yep, definitely.
So,
possible to.
Do we though? Can we actually? We have to take it in its entirety. We can't actually split it down.
No, we can't. I suppose
not. That bit.
No.
So we either have to object or not object.
Well, that's kind of how they package it. We were just saying that we could. It's kind of two parts. This application, isn't it? The retrospective part for the access
and the new driveway,
and the driveway, and where they've changed the old to the new, and then the shed itself is like a separate application.
But it's presented as a whole.
But it has been, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Are they able? Is that permitted to do that? To have a mix of retrospective and.
Well, in one sense, the whole thing is retrospective, isn't it? Because
it is.
They've done most of it.
But they haven't built this shed.
No.
Which is the main concern, isn't it? Here, I mean. Because I'm going to personally say I've got no problems with their new access and the way they've designed it and changed it. I think it's wrong the way they've gone about it and everything else. But from a planning point of view, what they have actually done, I think, is safer, better for the village. It's brought privacy to them. And, yeah, overall, I think the access has improved up there. But, I don't like how they've gone about it and done it. But
it strikes me they've gone about it on the assumption that it's just going to be put through.
Well, maybe, but people do that.
But even so, I think we need a far clearer idea of the proposed layout.
That's just an elevation.
And I don't know whether that's on scale at all.
But it has no bearing on that picture.
No, it hasn't at all.
What that one is.
If you wanted to do that, no.
Exactly, because that's a. I mean, these are supposed to be just the same scale. But in fact, if you overlay one building on top of another, the shed is now actually goes outside the boundaries on this helpful plan. So, unfortunately.
So we need a scale drawing, don't we? A proposed layout.
And I would like to see on the photographed one where they've done a dotted line, I'd actually like to see pegs in the ground a bit measured out so that we can actually see where they're talking about the road. He is a builder, he does have a paint can and he could draw it on the floor and then take a picture. It's a bit. That would be probably best,
To see it pegged out?
Yeah,
to see it pegged out. Yeah.
Mm. I think. Should we suggest that there is a site meeting because the plan lacks clarity?
Yes.
Quite how you put it down, I
suppose.
Well, object. in the absence of a site meeting, as the plan.
Well, do we object, or do we have a site meeting and then make our comments? Do we hold off commenting?
Well, really, if we did it now, we'd be objecting because there isn't a clear...
We need to...
But instead of chucking it back to them and saying, why don't we say, right, we'll have a site meeting next week? So how long have we got? When's the date?
Don't worry about the date.
Don't worry about the date. Well, if they can provide us with a plan at the site meeting...
That's what we need.
And it picked out.
And have it pegged out for us.
So you'd like me to ask them for a plan? I'll have to go through the agent for that.
Yeah.
No agent. I can't put anything down on this. Just,
is there an agent?
No, there's no agent.
So I'd have to contact the developer and ask
him. With a pencil and a ruler,
apparently. And?
Yeah, I mean, Richard Lowley trades as RDL.
Development, or whatever. And that's who's applied.
Well, we better do that then, because I can't really fill that in.
So we'll just sit on that until
we're going to speak to Lucy tomorrow. Tell her it'll be a bit longer coming.
The problem is, if we have a site meeting and you pass it then, we could then send it through between meetings, wouldn't we, enough you turned up?
Yeah.
So, you could have it's going to be delayed, I suppose. Mm. I don't know if we can get a site meeting.
If you can just email her and say it'll be delayed, and I'll make sure it is. Lucy Hall.
Lucy, sorry. Yeah. Lucy. I can't do that tomorrow.
Right.
Are we happy with that?
Mm.
What are you going to be site visit?
Needs to be clear.
All sorts of crap in here.
No, I think all that crap was in
minutes.
There. Jottings
and notes and all sorts of
stuff. Sorry.
Peripheral information.
That's it.
Peripheral information. Thank you. You need to have your test fit back for that.
No, I don't quite understand the question. Right, do you want to suggest a date for a site meeting? Because I could suggest a date to them.
Saturday?
I can't do this weekend.
All right.
Mondays and Tuesdays.
Tuesday? Next Tuesday?
Mondays.
Do you want me to come chairman or not?
Might be nice to have your gravitas.
Right. I can't do Tuesday, parish council.
Monday. I can do Monday next week.
Monday, I can.
Later would be better.
Preferably not in working hours, but
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock would be all right for me. Yes.
Light enough.
Six p.m.
up there.
Don't be
tortured
like the last time.
Well, there's no street. Oh, there is a street light in the otter.
Yeah, we aren't going to be there. Don't worry.
Not
to
there.
Right. What I'll do then is contact the developer. And seek approval for a meeting, then I'll email you to let you know what's happening, if that's okay.
Thank you. Correspondence.
Right, not a lot more.
I've had one.
You've had a whole lot sent to you for your own perusal, because, in all honesty, it was for information rather than for action. Things like the community energy reduction event or something on the 5th of July, which you were invited to attend if you so wish. The new information about the new neighbourhood highways officer. He has worked in our area before with us, and as far as I remember, is a helpful guy.
Yes.
He'd like to meet up with us sometime. But
this who taken over Darren Cole?
He did,
yeah.
I think, yeah.
What's he called now?
And I've lost it.
Did you not read your
Nick,
email?
Nick, was it?
Why did
sure, is it Nick something?
Nick, is it Nick Colson?
Colton? Yeah, Nick Colton? Was it Nick Colton?
Anyway, you know, he has been helpful to us before, and he's looking forward to working with us. I think he's been told we're a friendly group.
If it is Nick, if it is Nick Colton, he's actually a really good guy, and he is quite proactive.
Well, perhaps we can extend him an invitation.
Well,
I
saw the suggestion that he might like to think about coming sometime. But actually, they've worked off their feet at the moment, these guys. But
well, we do know more than extend an invitation.
You've got his email, or
yeah.
His email.
Southwest Water query. Seemingly, I think I sent a letter back to you about that. They've delayed it yet again. They'll get back to us on the 5th of August this time. This is to do with the blue pipe crossing the river. Dartmoor one you've dealt with, and development management we've already spoken about. There's one to be dealt with, I'm afraid, once members of the public have gone, because it's one of these part two type things that we're not allowed to discuss in public.
It's just
some things that we aren't allowed to divulge to anyone. Top secret, you know, the Russians might
get
us.
I don't know why, because it's on the web page.
Yes, it's crazy. They usually have no moment to talk.
No, well, this is particularly no moment, but I still can't break the rules. Anyway, that's the correspondence.
Okay. Finance?
Right.
Well, we've had a proposal regarding the cabinet for the defibrillator, which was proposed by Councillor Steer. Did we have a second for that?
Yeah. Second.
And we'd all second.
Mm. And the proposal.
Sorry, second.
No, several. And the proposal was that we dip into our contingency fund to the tune of £500 to help fund a cabinet. To house said fibrillator. There are issues outstanding as to where it goes, etc., which can be looked into. Very straightforward proposal, I think. If I can invite all those in favour. Yes.
What about any extra money incurred? Say, phone line or whatever, rather than
cross
shop, even though
yes.
It's
yes.
Minor.
I have suggested that I could use my locality fund.
Oh, good.
Okay.
The parish council, if we didn't give them the money for the cabinet, I would have got Councillor Spurden to, but we would have allocated some of our locality fund, but there are issues that we need to use that for.
Sure.
Which could have, well, will affect this parish.
Sure.
So quite a bit of it in Ditford.
I mean, as I'm sure we can cross that bridge when we come to it, I can't imagine
and
extra funds.
Can we look into the insurance part of it as well, please?
Thanks.
On their behalf.
Oh, right, I don't know if I remember it. We're probably covered, but I'll check.
Yeah, we may have to itemise it or name it on them or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
Other financial matters?
Right, well, the normal situation, we started off the month with £8,871.76. The precept arrived during the month of £1,020. That's not just the precept, that's half the precept plus all of the government whatever grant. And have interest of 37 pence this month.
Oh,
that was too.
We also paid out a cheque of £99.84 to the Association of Local Councils.
Mm.
So the balance at the moment is £9,792.29, and of that, £149.40 belongs to the P3 people. I don't know if they'll ever want it. Now, having said that, word of warning, we've paid out two big cheques that haven't gone through the accounts this month because. You know, our accounts are set through on the 14th of the month, so any cheque that goes through after that doesn't get into the bank statement. And the two big cheques that we paid out will come up next month anyway, but they were obviously the computer and peripherals, which is 600 and something, and the insurance, which was 300 and something. The insurance, we're saving about 60-something pounds a year on what we have been paying.
Who do we end up going with?
Aeon.
Aeon. Mm. The people we were before, and then somebody nicked us off them, and then they've nicked us back.
And yes. We've gone back with them.
We went from Aeon to Zurich.
That's
Aeon.
Zurich.
Probably back to Zurich next time.
Yeah.
They like to underpin, well, like old insurance, they go for a little bit when you go for a new, isn't it? Or a hybrid or whatever. But anyway, that's they'll come up at the next meeting, those two bills. But, and here's the big but, and I think this is the right time to bring it up. We also have money from the Transparency Fund to pay for what they call a scanner. It would seem to me to be stupid to buy an individual scanner, because scanners are come equally as well on printers and things, and should you be in a situation of appointing a clerk at some time in the distant future, you may well want a printer and a scanner as one. Mm. And they come at the same sort of price.
Yeah.
Now, I have fished two things off the internet to give two different sorts of extremes. And I have different reasons for doing this, but it's both HP ones, simply because the computer's an HP one. One of them comes in at £90, the other one comes at £40. We have £900, I think it is allocated to us for this, so it doesn't really matter which of the two computers.
Do you want to pass them around?
While we're looking at those, I'd like to welcome Councillor Hoskin.
Thank you
very much. Congratulations on your recent success.
Thank you.
I welcome you here. Thank you for your whistle stop tour. Starting with us, ending with us, or finding us somewhere in the middle.
Sure. It's likely to vary.
We'll just quickly deal with this, then if you have a report, we'll ask you to contribute.
Of these two, the cheaper one, in a sense, is my preferred option, because it's very much smaller than the other. I've only got a tiny little room. We've already got our computer in. I prefer not to put too heavy a thing in. I imagine the more expensive one is probably the better one, but I'm not one to make these judgments. The one query I've got on the cheaper one, it is a scanner, but it seems to scan by rolling things through rather than by flat-bedding them. And I'm not sure whether that's... So I'm not sure whether it's appropriate for our purpose, in the sense that we have a fairly thick report, the audit report each time comes on a thick card, and I'm wondering whether it would in fact accept it.
Unusual.
Yeah, it's a very unusual printer, that one, but it's...
Have you seen them in the...
I've seen this one, I didn't pay too much attention to that one.
It's got to be something like that, because they say it's the smallest one you can get.
Yeah,
so it must...
Oh, that's the small one, sorry, yeah.
Yeah,
that's the one
I've
seen. Was in,
yeah.
How much?
The nice thing about it is the size. I don't know about anything else about it.
How much do both of them cost?
Well, one's £99.
And the other's £49.
And the other's, let's say, one's £100, one's £50, basically. That's £100 one.
I mean, I don't know how
much. How much have we got in the budget?
Well, the budget's up to £100.
Right, okay, so these are
both
within
the
budget.
How much space we've got in the room.
Pardon?
Do you know
how much space
we've
got in the room.
But they are wireless.
Do you know what the ongoing costs are?
Yeah, I don't class it in the lounge, I really don't.
Printed costs. As in print cartridges.
They tend to sell them as being quite cheap in terms of use of ink, but...
There's different money, the different models have different costs of cartridges.
Yeah.
I've forgotten what this is. That's, I'm not a great expert on these things. I'm anything but an expert on them.
Because it don't say...
And in fact, when it comes down to the amount of printing you do, is very, very little. Minutes.
But the scanning you do quite a lot of.
The scanning I do more of, because I can scan things and send them on to you.
Yeah.
The lay flat ones...
Are easier.
The lay flat one's probably the better scanner. So the advantage to that, to the other one from my point of view, is the...
Size.
The size. What I thought I'd do, if you were happy with it, is go along to PC World or wherever and get them to show me how well these smaller ones can.
It's not just the thick bit, is it? If you have a set of stapled documents, for example, then I take the staples out and just feed it through rather than being able to fold them over on top of it.
As Harry said, we don't do a lot of scanning, but we do enough to want something to work properly.
Well, if you're getting it from the Transparency Fund and you've got up to £100...
So basically the choice is yours.
Well, if we, task you to do that, and we'll deal with it for the next meeting.
Yeah, there's no rush, because we can carry, I'm sure the only scanner I use at the moment, if I have to carry any
okay. Anything else on finance?
I don't think so. Oh, yes, there is. We've had a letter from South Ham's District Council talking about, well, we have two letters from, in fact. One to do the Parish Paths partnership, where they tell us we're not getting any money for our Parish Paths this year because we didn't apply for any, and they're quite right. Our Parish Paths coordinator
didn't ask for
doesn't
it.
Ask for it. It doesn't seem to be, think we need any.
No.
So that's just a confirmation of that. Mm-hmm. The other one is the play area agreement, and this is baffling me. I've been trying to get an agreement with South Ham's District Council that they will not only inspect the play area, but carry out repairs to it up to a certain value.
Which is similar to the agreement that Brent have.
Yeah, they tell me no such agreement exists.
No, it doesn't. Brent didn't get theirs repaired by South Ham Council.
So why did Brent County, the Parish Council, tell me they did?
Yeah, we were told in our meeting.
You're a private company that do it for them.
That's not what they told me when I went and spoke to them. That's the stupid thing. Anyway, what I'm hoping to do, South Ham's will do our repairs. I want a direct route to the person that organises the repair side of things, rather than to go through half a dozen different people, because it seems to get lost on the way, all the feeding.
Well, because their inspections have been so contradictory month on month. They've asked us to do one thing, we've done it, we've told them that's no good.
Mm.
And then, you know, their requirements seem to change.
Yeah. And this letter comes from someone that I've had nothing to do with at all. All he wants is money from
Rob Secula.
He's just telling us the cost. He's telling us the cost of the inspections going.
He is a specialist. Yeah,
assets and placemaker.
What I'm saying is a recruiter.
No, he's a specialist. Anyway, assets and placemaker.
He's simply telling us the cost is going up to 130 for inspections. But I told you that at the last meeting anyway. This has come since then.
Yeah.
Precisely what a specialist in assets and placemaking does.
He sends letters.
Evidently.
He's taken over Ross Kennedy's job.
Hmm.
Well, he can't be.
So, well, we need some sort of undertaking, don't we?
I was going to ask Councillor Steele if he could possibly be of use here, in the sense that I'm sure he can. I just want to find the right person to talk to to get an agreement. The locality officer that does the inspection keeps on finding the faults. I've written a number of
emails. That's Richard Ellington, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he could help, but I can't get a positive response from anyone.
Well, in the sense that he keeps on asking us to do contradictory things, reasonable to ask what exactly she wants to do.
Right.
Well,
you and me are, because I see him quite often.
See, one of the contradictory things comes from Alliance, of course, who do the major inspection once a year, and they want the whole world on their plate, as far as I can see, but none of it's compulsory.
Okay.
One last thing for the play part. The outer gate hinge isn't working properly, the one that swings it closed.
Mm-hmm.
Richard suggested an email to me just recently that it wasn't working because a screw was missing from its support bracket. I went and had a look at it, and I think it's not working because that part of that, I don't know how familiar you are with these hinges, but they're spring with a little thing on each end, and the bottom end, as far as I can see, should have a little piece of metal sticking out from
holding it.
Yeah, and that doesn't seem to be there,
Okay.
as far as I can see. Now, as they only fitted that for us about 3 months ago, it's largely South Ham's responsibility, except, can we handle that? We haven't paid for it yet. So I don't want to go back and shout
at them. No, you must. Yeah, it's got to be right. It's got to be right. Leave it with me. I will get over to the locality and see what I can do.
And it's thank you very much. Yeah. But don't mention you haven't paid.
Well, they wouldn't know that anyway.
Okay, well, as Councillor Hosking, County Councillor Hosking, has offered his stand to see us, I think we should allow him to do his report and not hang about.
That's very kind of you. Thank you very much. There is still not a huge amount to report from Devon County Council at the moment. We're still sort of settling in, I think it's fair to say, after the election. We now have a total of 60 county councillors, of which 42 were elected as Conservatives. So a slight change, a slight increase in the majority in that respect. There is a change in the scrutiny committee structure. We now have a Corporate Infrastructure and Regulatory Services Scrutiny Committee, which is quite a mouthful, which effectively is a combination of previously the place scrutiny and the corporate scrutiny. And then we have separate Children's Scrutiny Committee and Health and Adult Care Scrutiny Committee. I think most of the other committees remain as they were. So just a slight change there. That's the only fundamental thing I have to report to you this evening. But again, very happy to take any questions or comments that you may have for me back to County Hall or wherever is appropriate.
Would it be a good time to talk about the road situation? Well, County Hall are responsible for highways.
Sure.
Yep.
In open forum, we had a representation from a member of the public regarding speech through the village, which, I mean, obviously has been a constant theme in this parish, and I suspect in many other parishes historically. Request was made whether it could be considered that a 20-mile speed limit could be imposed through the actual body of the village past the shop. And also, it was brought up that the bridge on the main road, which is a pinch point and has had lots of accidents over the years, has no real provision for pedestrian safety. It's pretty dangerous for traffic, frankly, but pedestrian safety has not been an issue that's been raised before. But obviously it's something that is quite important. I mean, as you probably know, there have been plenty of accidents on that bridge with vehicles.
Yes.
And the thought that a pedestrian might get involved in that as well is very horrendous. So, I mean, it's addressing issues that have been raised before, but have been raised again.
Okay.
I mean,
speed through the
South Brent Totnes Road has been addressed over years, and I mean, we've got that interactive sign, and there have been all sorts of other things suggested. But that wasn't specifically what was brought up tonight.
Okay. Quick question. I'm guessing from what you just said, you probably have had speed tests done on this stretch of road.
Yeah.
What was the response from your neighbourhood?
Well, we did have, at the time, for a period of time, we had police monitoring speed with speed cameras by the shop. They came every fortnight. Mm-hmm. Every fortnight. I suspect that stopped either because they didn't have a high percentage of people physically speeding in the 30-mile limit, or they ran out of resources, or both, possibly.
I mean, they put one of those
strips across the road.
And they reckon that the average speed down through there was less than 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
What are you complaining about, sort of thing?
Sure. Which is fine, in a sense, as long as it's 30 miles an hour is regarded as a safe speed limit. I mean, the proposal that, you know, we had presented to us this evening was that we should be considering a 20-mile speed limit. I mean, I know that there have been, we have suggested this in the past, it's been thrown back at us.
Yeah.
But I think because it's been raised, we have a duty to raise it again.
Sure. What I will do is I'll actually liaise with Nick Colton and ask him to obtain copies of the previous speed data that you've collected, numbers data, and for his comments on that before we start. There is, I think, some pressure growing generally for reductions of speed in villages, and a lot of villages are asking for 20-mile-an-hour speed limits. At this moment in time, the county are responding very much to the case of if traffic actually drives at approximately 20-mile-an-hour, then they will be happy to introduce a speed zone, because they're simply making formal what is the practice of people driving through the area. But if it's faster, then without the resources to actually police it, then probably it's counterproductive to reduce it, because it just means people will break the speed limit. We have done quite a bit of work last year, actually, enabling enforcement of 20-mile an hour zones where they exist. So I think that is possibly a first step towards the possibility of a more widespread use of them throughout our villages. So I wouldn't say that there is no chance, but if we start with what we've got, and we'll take it from there and see how things progress.
Thank you.
We are awaiting a national report on 20-mile an hour zones, which is delayed, it's fair to say. The latest time, I think, is within the next 12 months, but nobody's convinced it's going to happen. There was a feeling at the last Hatup I went to that perhaps Devon should, you know, make a move before we get that report if we think it's appropriate.
Okay, thank you. Thanks very much.
No problem, sir.
That's good. We haven't heard that before, have we?
No. Can we also thank Richard for turning up? Because this is a novelty, having a county councillor at our meetings.
It is. I hope it lasts.
What, the novelty of it? Or, okay.
Well, we're not going anywhere.
No.
We've got a deeper root.
Yes.
If it all gets too much, we'll have to break now.
Yes.
Good.
That's it.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you
very much. Thank you.
Which sign of brings us to highway matters, but I don't know if we've got anything additional.
Nothing takes me at all.
Any highways?
No, well, the potholes seem to be fairly well filled up at the moment, don't they?
The rain's only just started.
Yeah. So, items for future meetings?
Again, there's nothing obvious that I can think of.
Be the
highways man?
Oh, that would be mentioned.
Yeah. Nick Colton? Contact from him?
He's just been mentioned us. You'd like him invited if we...
Yes,
well,
please.
We'll invite him. We've got issues, haven't
we?
We have an issue with next month's meeting because the clerk is unable to attend the first Tuesday. We have in brackets here 18th of July.
No good to me, I'm afraid.
I can't. Sorry, when?
18th.
18th.
Monday,
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Oh,
no,
I
can't.
Yeah, that's fine by me. Somebody else will have to open up church and vestry and things like that.
Otherwise, we would have a quorum, I think.
Yeah.
Shall we fix on that then?
Yeah, fine.
Possibly it might be an idea. Certainly for me, if you email me, because I'd probably forget that.
And can we make it rather bold on the... can we put it on the minutes?
It might very well be in the
change of day.
But that doesn't mean I'm going to remember.
And on the website.
And he will be summoned.
You better put it in the notice board, because...
Yes, we just said that. We put it nice and bold.
4 years ago.
Okay. Good, thank you very much.
Well,